Stretching for close to 2 miles, the Golden Gate Bridge has long attracted people with suicidal thoughts. Since the bridge opening in May 1937, thousands of people have jumped off of the bridge. Last year, more than 240 people came here to commit suicide, but most of their plans were foiled, except for 33 people who actually did jump to their deaths.
Of course, like I've heard of the that there are quite a few suicides that happen here on the bridge.
What about you?
I didn't really know about it until you told me, but then it's all fenced up here, so I figured that's why it was fenced up.
The agency that operates the bridge has started the construction of a suicide deterrent net.
It will sit 20 feet underneath the sidewalk on both sides of the bridge and extend 20 feet out and prevent people from jumping from the bridge and into the bay.
Some people thought it unworthy to allocate a massive budget to save people who want to end their lives. Others worried that the net would be an eyesore for those seeking a majestic view of the Golden Gate Bridge. But after a decade-long debate and with increased awareness of mental health issues, the project finally materialized.
And the safety net is designed with the bridge aesthetics in mind. So the design itself being underneath and to the side of the roadway means that when you're driving or you're walking or biking across the bridge, you won't see it. From the side, the struts will be painted the famous international orange color of the bridge, and the mesh or the metal netting will be gray to blend in with the ocean and with the fog.
The net's cost will be around $211 million, and construction will be completed in 3 years. The foggy weather and strong wind will be the major challenges.
Behind me, you'll see the first of 4 platforms that will be installed, and they will move up and down the bridge, allowing the contractor to install multiple sections at one time, and then ultimately cover the entire bridge with a net.
Special telephones with connection to 24/7 crisis hotlines have long been available at the corners of the bridge as one preventive measure. That's so people who come to the bridge feeling troubled can have someone to talk to and back away from their suicidal intentions. The suicide deterrent net is expected to save more lives. Valdia Baraputri with Supriyono and Alam Burhanan, VOA News, San Francisco.